Detailed lab tests are crucial to understanding your health. As Dr. Prather always says, if you don't test, you don't know. There are certain lab tests that all of us should have at least once per year. At the Prather Practice, we recommend three affordable tests that provide the blueprint to your health. The Prather Profile is the most comprehensive blood analysis available, providing more information about the function of your body than any other test. Minerals are the common deficiencies in the body, and hair analysis is the most effective way to analyze mineral levels. The bowels have the largest influence on the immune system, and the best way to test that is through the GI Effects Stool Kit. The Prather Profile Blood Analysis and the GI Effects Stool Kit are even covered by most insurances. Don't guess when it comes to your health. Discover the blueprint to your health at the Prather Practice by calling us at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. We're talking today about HOOT. That's the title of our show. And Dr. Prather, why title this show Hooked?
It's about the most powerful painkillers ever invented, and it's created a crisis in America where too many people are hooked on those painkillers.
Let's start with opiates. What are opiates?
Well, opiates are medications that actually interfere with the pain receptors. So very, very good medications for relieving pain, but they also stimulate the centers of pleasure, too. So they have a very strong effect on the brain, and it's something that our body actually naturally will make with endorphins and enkephalins.
And we can naturally make that?
We can make products that are very, very similar to that. So when we actually take those, that actually stimulates different areas of the brain that are naturally stimulated. It's something that we can produce as a natural painkiller.
So when should opiates be used, and when shouldn't they be used?
Well, opiates, they actually have a lot of different types of effect on the body. And one of the problems with opiates is they will reduce our own body's ability to make their own painkillers. So it's something that people become addicted to. One, it stimulates our pleasure centers. So there's a very, very strong effect on that. Heroin, morphine are natural opiates. So those are something that, that has been around for a long time. We've made our own opiates. We have hydrocodone, oxycodone, Percocet, all those different types of pain relievers. And they became the first line of pain medicine. The problem is we are now using, since 1999, four times as many opiates as we used to.
Wow, four times.
So pain has increased four times in America. Well, that's not true.
No.
You know, we have a real problem here. Now, opiates are very good in short-term type of situations. When you're using it for cancer, end-of-life type of situations, for post-surgical, for immediate pain relief, for, you know, some type of injury that you have, those are all very good times to use opiates. But when you're actually using them for any type of long-term type of use, there are several different problems that actually occur with that. One, the opiates start to lose their effectiveness. You need more of them.
They just don't work.
The longer that you use them, the less effective they become.
Okay.
The body actually becomes used to them, and you need higher levels. Also, it cuts down on your own body's ability to handle pain. In other words, your body's own ability to make its natural pain opiates. Is greatly reduced. So your pain sensitivity actually increases. Your ability to use those types of things. And then also, when you try to come off of them, not only do you have more pain, but also there's you know, the normal, natural types of things that you get pleasure from aren't there anymore. Not only does it reduce your ability to handle pain, but actually to produce your own pleasure.
Wow.
So life becomes, from the people who've come in here who are addicted to opiates, you know, they said life just isn't worth living. Nothing gives me pleasure anymore. Because just like the natural receptors to pain become less able to produce your own pain, you're also less able to produce your own pleasure. So life becomes almost unbearable. So, you know, there's a huge problem there. You know, for any type of long-term type of use, it cuts down on the ability to experience pleasure. It cuts down on your ability to handle pain. And it becomes less effective as you go along. So that's a recipe for disaster.
Well, why has there been, you said there's a 4-time increase in opiates since 1999. Why has there been such an increase in opiate use?
Well, one of the big things is that the pharmaceutical industry has actually had a 4 times increase in a lot of their different types of drugs since they've been able to market directly to people. So there's a very direct correlation between the pharmaceutical industry's ability to market their drugs and the increase in the use of drugs themselves. Very much of a 1-to-1 type of ratio. And the amount of money that they spend in advertising is just absolutely incredible.
And that advertising started in the 1990s, that marketing?
Yes.
Interesting how marketing is so important.
And marketing is extremely important. So, you know, when we have that type of situation, of course the increase is going to occur. You know, and we are... United States and New Zealand are the only two countries in the world that allow direct marketing of pharmaceuticals to the population.
Just those two places.
Two places in the entire world.
And they have more. What I've heard about New Zealand, they have more sheep than people.
They do. They do. And they don't have the same problems that we do.
Interesting. Well, why are opiates bad for long-term use?
It's just not something that is now recommended. You know, when you're talking about long-term type of use, that's when you start to get into problems, because now, even orally, it doesn't really meet the requirements of what people are actually experiencing. So what people start to do is they start to inject it, they start to snort it to try to get a greater high. It has the opposite effect of really what you're looking for. People actually become more pain sensitive. Not only are you not helping with the pain, but you're actually making the pain worse. So people actually become more sensitive to the pain over a long-term type of a situation. Plus, the whole inability to be able to generate the normal types of things that would give you pleasure are gone. That's one of the side effects of the opiates.
Now, go ahead.
So this is not really something that is considered best practices at this point. So any time that you have a situation where you have to go over 3 weeks of opiate use, there should be some type of alternative that you should actually be finding and figuring out exactly how to work that out.
Well, let's talk about that. Are there other options?
Yes. One of the things that has come out for the Joint Commission. The Joint Commission is the major accrediting agency in the United States for healthcare facilities, both for hospitals, for clinics, for nursing homes. That is the number one accrediting agency, and they have come out with a statement that really alternatives should be found instead of the use of opiates for long-term type of pain relief.
And what are those alternatives that they're stating?
Chiropractic care, acupuncture, osteopathic manipulations, physical therapy, massage therapy, and relaxation therapy and counseling.
Great. Well, up next, let's talk about how the Prather practice deals with pain conditions. You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there is a device you use at your office called the Electrodermal Screening, or EDS. Tell us a little bit about it and why you call it the lie detector for the body.
Well, the Electrodermal Screening Unit is a galvanic skin response unit, and it actually falls under the same category as a lie detector test or biofeedback. So it is actually, we can actually rig our electrodermal screening to actually do lie detector. But it is also, a good term on that is a lie detector for the body. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're actually, you know a whole list of different types of products that could possibly work in each type of situation, but everybody knows that not everybody responds well to penicillin. Mm-hmm. You know, some people actually have some very negative reactions to it, to death. Some people, it's a lifesaver. Well, that's true of everything. And what the electrodermal screening does is it actually gives you a predetermination on how you're actually going to respond to any type of thing that we might prescribe to you before you actually take it, which is extremely helpful. Now, it's not a diagnostic tool. You know, it is not classified as a diagnostic tool. But as we've gotten the approval from the federal government on the use of it, we use it purely as a means of checking to see the body's response before you would actually take something.
Okay.
So it's a response machine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to have knowledge beforehand on what products will actually work with each type of condition.
Right.
So we're very dependent upon our lab tests and the gold standard types of diagnostic tests. But then once you've determined that, what do you do with that? Because in our instrument, we have actually 80,000 different products that we can check on.
Wow.
So with that, we can actually find out what's going to work the best for you and how you're going to respond on things before you actually take them.
And what about its effectiveness?
Through clinical studies, they have found that it's 80% accurate, over 80% accurate, which, you know, was what actually attracted me to it, because there's not too many things that you can actually have that kind of results with.
Right, right. And this electrodermal screening eliminates some of the guessing.
The guesswork is the biggest thing that we're trying to get rid of.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Well, we're talking today about the most powerful painkillers ever invented, opiates and powerful painkillers.
And, you know, it's created the worst addiction crisis in America has ever seen. Which I think is an accurate but a very strong statement.
Yeah.
You know, when you're talking about addiction and creating such a huge problem, and, you know, it's one of the big things is a lot of the people had no intention of getting addicted.
Right.
In other words, they weren't going out and getting some corner person to sell them some drug that they knew, you know, was going to be a problem for them.
Right.
These were housewives. Actually, the number one people who are actually getting addicted are women in their 40s and 50s who have some type of pain. Housewife, probably a church-going lady, whose doctor prescribed them an opiate for migraine headaches or low back pain, started to take it, and then found that they couldn't get off. And that is a very common scenario of people who are addicted. I know a pastor who became addicted to opiates. You know, and through no fault of his own, he had some severe pain, prescribed opiates, and became addicted. So, you know, this is a crisis of people who are well-meaning, who have no tendency towards actually, you know, illicit drug use, who are becoming addicted to this and then not being able to get off.
Yeah, they title it The Price of Relief, Why America Can't Kick Its Painkiller Problem.
Correct.
And they tell, you know, stories. One story of a gal who went to her doctor. She had pain, started on pain medication, and then she was cut off after 2 years, you know, after a car accident.
2 years, yeah.
And then now is so addicted, she's going to the black market, you know, to get...
And one of the common things that people are doing is heroin. The heroin has increased dramatically. And people are going to heroin because it's actually easier to get now on the black market and cheaper than opiates. So it has really fueled the whole heroin addiction that's becoming such a crisis in America. So, you know, the healthcare, you know, what's supposed to be creating the healthcare of America is actually creating this whole problem. Yeah, do no harm.
What happened to do no harm?
So, you know, this is a huge crisis that the United States government is having. Many different types of meetings over. This is causing a huge amount of problems. Even those people who not necessarily being affected that are finding that, you know, when they check on car crashes, a tremendous number of people right now are on opiates when they're actually getting into car accidents. So this is becoming a crisis really for everyone, and so, and everyone should be concerned about that.
Well, and you said since 1999, the use of opiates has grown four times.
Yeah, the use of opiates has grown four times. In 2012, there was 1.9 million people addicted to opiate drugs through prescriptions.
How many?
1.9 million.
Wow.
And there's 517,000 heroin addicts out there. And it's growing quite quickly, and the opiate addiction is actually fueling that. It's also caused a crisis in HIV and hepatitis C because people are actually sharing drugs. As a matter of fact, Indiana, southern Indiana, made the headlines because Governor Pence actually ordered free needles to be given out. Because so many people were hooked on opiates down in that county, that they were that the hepatitis C and HIV
they were sharing needles.
They were sharing needles, so everyone was becoming infected. You know, they found three generations of people in one house who had all become infected with HIV and hepatitis C through the sharing of needles. So, you know, and he's a very conservative person, and for him to start, you know, talking about providing free needles, we've got a real crisis here. So not only do we have the addiction, but now we have an increase in hepatitis C, HIV that's also occurring. So this is a very, very big problem.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that's very shocking is they say 14.4% of pregnant women are prescribed opiates.
What?
Yes.
Huh.
So of all the women who are out there who are pregnant,
mm-hmm.
Almost 15% are being prescribed opiates for pain.
Wow.
And that creates something called neonatal abstinence syndrome. Basically, the babies are born hooked, and then they have withdrawals.
Mm-hmm.
So that has become a major, major health crisis.
Mm-hmm.
There is absolutely no way that a woman should be put on an opiate if they're pregnant.
Right, right. Wow.
You know, and really there should be very, very clear-cut reasons on why you're putting on an opiate.
Mm-hmm.
For post-surgical, it's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately after an injury, for a short amount of time, mm-hmm. before you can actually get the decrease in your ability to handle pain. Just for maybe a week, 10 days at the most.
Mm-hmm.
You know, until you can get to some type of care. Cancer. You know, mm-hmm. with people who are suffering from cancer, end of life type of things. Absolutely, opiates are amazingly effective and
helpful. As long as you know the history of, you know, if there's addiction though in.
Well, in those types of situations, that can be okay. But you know, a post-surgical type of situation where they cut somebody open, you need something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But yes, you have to be aware that if there is any addiction that's involved. But besides that, really, according to the Joint Commission, the best practices at this point, the first line of defense for any type of a pain situation needs to be chiropractic, mm-hmm. acupuncture, osteopathic manipulations, physical therapy, massage, relaxation therapy. Much more going natural to help with the ability of the body to handle pain. And the interesting thing is that they found from different types of research that it is every bit as effective as the opiates.
Mm-hmm. And there's no addiction.
Well, it actually increases the body's ability to actually handle pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's talk about how does the Prather practice deal with pain conditions, because you know we don't see people, and if they come in and they're on painkillers,
mm-hmm.
They're not on them for very long.
No, we're able to work them off very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about you said this is from the Joint Commission on new pain standards. These are new pain standards to get away from the opiates overuse.
There was a whole presentation by the Drug Commission to Congress on what they're doing about this whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to switch people and prescriptions, changing the mindset of doctors out there,
mm-hmm.
to switch over to this type of care.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that we're actually getting referrals for.
Right.
The VA is actually referring quite a few patients who have expressed a desire to get off of pain meds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this has been a very, very good alternative. We've been able to work everyone off of their pain meds that have come into our office.
Yeah, it's nice they have a chiropractor there they work with, and then they... they're referred here for the acupuncture.
Sure.
Yeah, so it's nice. So why chiropractic? You know, actually, I was thinking of someone that came in today, or not today, but this week, who called that morning and we got in because
mm-hmm.
She could barely walk. Not sure what triggered it.
Sure.
And so maybe explain how... You know, the Prather practice goes about evaluating and treating her.
Sure. And the chiropractic is very important because if you don't have the basic structure,
mm-hmm.
usually most pain that is low back or even headaches are caused by a misalignment in the vertebrae or in some joint. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get that straightened up, that irritation just continues.
Right. That's why x-rays are so important. We take digital x-rays to know exactly what's going on.
Sure.
For example, this gal, what was going on with her vertebrae?
Actually, it was a disc.
A disc, okay.
Yeah, bulge disc. Mm-hmm. So what we did on that was we started her out with some electrostimulation, mm-hmm. With some acupuncture, and was able to get some definite relief at that point.
And some of the inflammation, because acupuncture helps with inflammation.
Inflammation is absolutely the main thing that acupuncture works on. And then we've also now done a chiropractic adjustment on her, mm-hmm. which she could tell some immediate relief. Mm-hmm. So, when you use the chiropractic, what you're doing is getting the structure where it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. If you don't have the structure proper, then you can't actually make progress on the care of the patient, mm-hmm. because you have that constant irritant. Mm-hmm. So, I had a patient who came in, got some acupuncture, and had excellent relief for neck pain. Mm-hmm. But I told her, because she says, well, it's starting to come back after 2 days. I said, but you still have the irritant there. Mm-hmm. So let's take some x-rays, see what's going on. It was very obvious what was going on, made the correction. Now she's starting to get the long-term type of relief.
Okay. Well, up next, let's talk about the benefits of acupuncture for pain, something called auricular therapy and decompression. Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
And when they moved me, I'm telling y'all, when they moved me from the ambulance bed to the hospital bed, my shock was over. I had been in shock up to this point. I'd never been in shock before. But it was over at this point. I have never known pain like that in my life. No matter which way I moved this leg, it hurt. And I started crying. And I am so thankful that I am a Baptist. Because you Pentecostals would go to hell for what I said. I didn't even know I knew those words. They come flying out of me like old friends.
Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the NDA List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row, and we've been rated the top acupuncture provider by Google+. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. The title of the show is Hooked. Well, we're talking today about the most powerful painkillers ever invented and how they're creating the worst addiction crisis America's ever seen. And actually, you're seeing it everywhere. It is
just pervasive. We've had patients that, that we've actually even known, mm-hmm. who are addicted. And, the first thing, of course, is to get them so that they no longer have the pain, mm-hmm. which is very, very important. So the chiropractic is essential to be able to get the underlying problem solved. Mm-hmm. The other thing that's very, very important that's part of our program is acupuncture. Mm-hmm. And the thing that acupuncture has been proven to do is to increase the body's natural endorphins and cephalons and also the natural anti-inflammatories. Mm-hmm. So instead of you taking painkillers outside of the body actually regulates itself and actually produces its own. Mm-hmm. And the benefit of that is, one, you actually get better and quicker pain relief. Now, let me repeat that. The people that come in here can all testify that they actually get quicker, longer-lasting, deeper pain relief with this process than they do with the opiates. Mm-hmm. So, you know, after I take out the acupuncture needles after 15 minutes, they say, does that happen all the time? Though my pain's all gone. Mm-hmm. You know, this is even better than taking the Percocet. Mm-hmm. And I said, yes. And it's all natural. And it actually helps the bodies to continue to produce its own painkillers. So whereas the drugs mm-hmm. reduce the body's ability to handle pain, you mm-hmm. actually become more sensitive. This actually decreases your body's, the pain receptor, mm-hmm. you know, the pain sensation. So you're actually more able.
Yeah. And we see this all the time.
This
gal that came, what you said, with the bulging disc.
Sure.
That first day, she was crawling in.
Right.
Crawling in. Her mom had to bring her. The next day, I think her dad brought her. She was walking.
Sure.
More upright. Third day, she drove herself in.
Sure. And that's pretty good. And those are 3 days in consecutive.
Uh-huh. Right.
So it shows you how quickly those responses actually occur. Mm-hmm. And it's actually much better, much quicker, you know,
And why not help your body do what it needs to do?
And interestingly enough, acupuncture stimulates the pleasure centers of the body, mm-hmm. which is also one of the benefits of the opiates, but it increases your own body's ability to produce those pleasure centers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have people
who say that they feel great.
Oh, yeah. There's just this euphoria that's afterwards. And I have people who actually come in, you know, high executives, things like that, who have very stressful jobs, mm-hmm. you know, who are handling things. And they come in, you know, at the beginning, a couple times a week to get the acupuncture. No pain. Mm-hmm. No real, you know, it's just that, you know, I need some help to kind of handle all the stress.
Right.
And then they start to work down. And then eventually they're down to, you know, and they say, I need my once a month treatment mm-hmm. for my acupuncture. Because I sleep better, I enjoy life more, things don't bother me as much. Mm-hmm. And that's the benefit of acupuncture, stimulating those pleasure centers.
Mm-hmm. I remember a patient saying it was better than any orgasm she had. Maybe I wasn't supposed to say that. That cracked me up.
that was pretty funny.
Yeah, maybe that's what we should market it. And then acupuncture use will increase 4 times.
Right. With, and we don't have all the problems. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the great thing is the acupuncture is completely safe. It actually stimulates the body's own ability to handle pain and to increase pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Fantastic.
Well, let's talk about something else that the Prather practice provides for pain. And these things we're talking about at first, we have a passive care model.
Right.
And it's usually 3 weeks long, depending.
2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, 2 to 3 weeks, how often people can come in. And it includes the chiropractic, the acupuncture, and then auricular therapy. And
right.
A lot of people, it's probably one of the most powerful things we do here, but a lot of people don't know about it.
Oh, yeah. I would say that there's no one that starts out in our office that actually knows about mm-hmm. that. That's something that I definitely always have to explain. Mm-hmm. But it's a very, very powerful type of therapy. As I say, you know, we're getting the alignment with the chiropractic so that you don't have the ongoing type of irritant that's going on. We also have the acupuncture, which helps with the pain and inflammation. And then we use the auricular to help to heal up the nervous system. And the ears are the conduits to the brain. Matter of fact, auricular is probably the most proven therapy in the world, because right now you can do MRI studies on the brain, do the auricular therapy, and you can see directly the changes that occur.
I want to make sure to spell auricular so people Please. Can kind of visualize that. It's A-U-R-I-C-U-L-A-R.
Yes.
Auricular. Yeah.
And which just means ear.
Mm-hmm.
It is microcurrent on it, and people sit there and say, oh, well, I'll give it a try. And then after they do it, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to keep doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, there's just this relaxation, balancing of the nervous system. It really helps to, you can target the sciatic nerve. You can target the brachial plexus. You know, you can target those places that are painful and get some very, very immediate relief. Also, balancing of the parasympathetic, sympathetic system, mm-hmm. autonomic nervous system. It's just very, very important to have
and,
that.
And we do something also where a person can wear the unit on their ear for 4 days, 3 days off, and we reevaluate. And that's been really effective for
pain. Oh, we've
pain.
Had several people say it changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, again, another type of auricular therapy.
Mm-hmm. Right. And we're going to see more of that, you know, as we move away from the painkillers and the opiates.
Absolutely.
So part of the part of the passive care also is decompression therapy. Dr. Prather, what is decompression therapy and how does that benefit?
Well, I had a good example is we had a gentleman who had severe arthritis through his neck. They said even surgery wasn't going to work.
Mm.
So, you know, he came into me sort of as a last desperate type of thing. We had set up the package, and he didn't really want to do the decompression at that time, so we did the chiropractic, acupuncture, and auricular. And he said, well, you know, all my pain's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have no discomfort, anything like that. But I still can't move my neck.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, that's a joint problem. That's really the decompression. What happens when you have an injury to a joint? It will lock up. And when mm-hmm. it locks up, then you no longer get the nutrients in there because it's not really a blood supply. It's a fluid type of thing where the nutrients go into there. And when that starts to occur, then you start to have degeneration, both of the disc, of the joint. That's really what kicks off the arthritis. And with decompression, what you do is you take that joint and you pump it.
Mm-hmm.
So that pumping action actually gets rid of the old fluid that's in there, gets in new fluid, so you actually get the nutrients, and then you can start to get a definite change in the joint itself. Starts to actually regenerate.
Mm-hmm.
So after we started on the decompression, he did a series of that, then he could actually turn his neck for full rotation.
Mm.
So, you know, it's another different type of way of working with it. And again, we're looking at different things having different effects on different aspects of the care.
Right.
And one of the things that's nice is we have a whole package on that.
Right. And then from passive care, we move people into active care. Because it's not enough to just be out of pain.
Correct.
Right. And
now you have to get the function mm-hmm. back.
Right. So why is rehabilitation needed?
Well, actually, you would even be better at that because you're head of the rehabilitation department.
I am, but I'll let you talk.
Okay. The rehabilitation gets the function back. You know, you mm-hmm. have restriction of motion, you have tightness in the muscles, you have weakness in certain muscles, and those have to be brought back into normal.
Yeah, it's just like any structure of a building. As you know, you're getting the structure aligned, and it's so nice because you make my job so easy. You know, by the time I see them in active care, they're out of pain.
Mm-hmm.
If they've been on painkillers, they're usually off painkillers.
Sure.
By then. But what we're talking about, and a lot of people say, well, I do exercise, but this is corrective exercise.
Totally different.
Yes, which is nice. You're able to go over the x-rays with us. We're very specific on the exercises we do, the corrective exercises, mm-hmm. and the results. You know, because we tell people, we don't
want to keep you coming in, you know,
right.
in this.
And it's not really a complete cure. I could get through all those different things. But if we didn't do the rehabilitation, mm-hmm. if we didn't do those therapeutic exercises, we'd be doing a disservice to the patient.
Right. Well, up next, let's talk more about, you know, treatments that meet the best practice standards.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
We've had a lot of cases of low iron. We had an interesting situation where we had a patient came in and she had brought in her daughter. She just wasn't performing, wasn't thinking very well, and that was unusual for her because she was a very intelligent and very active young lady. And we had done a blood test on her and found that she was low on iron. So we had given her some iron, got that up to par with some other types of things and saw everything turn around. The mom is a cross-country coach. And she thought that it might be something that she should have checked out on her on team. A cross-country team.
Mm-hmm.
She suggested that done, and they tested out the whole team, which was about 60 girls. Every one of them was almost in a point where they could actually use a blood transfusion.
Wow, their iron was so low.
There wasn't anyone who was normal, on any girl on the cross-country team that was mm-hmm. actually in the normal range. So they started them on an iron program, supplemented. It was the first time that that team had actually made state.
Hmm.
And everyone was talking about, what have you done so different for this team that has made such a huge difference in their performance? And it was just basically that they were all low in iron, which is understandable mm-hmm. if you understand the activity of iron. These girls are in a growth period, which is a high demand. They've just started menstruating. And then they also are in a very active type of sport. And iron is actually eaten up in physical activity. And if you're already low, then that actually puts it into a real problem. So there was absolutely a huge difference on the performance of the girls. Not only was there a better performance in the cross country, but also academically that they saw a big difference. Interestingly enough, one of the big things that the moms told the cross-country coach is, my daughter is so much sweeter. They aren't grumpy. They don't go up to their room and hide. And they actually talked mm-hmm. at the supper table. So not only were they better academically performing, athletically performing, but also on their behavior was just much better and they were much happier. I usually find that there is physiological aspects to behavioral problems.
Mm-hmm.
So finding out what those are is a huge type of factor. But this just really impressed everyone in the mm-hmm. whole program. This is something that is very common. They've done studies on young gals in athletics. The clinical studies have actually shown that at least 80% of them are dramatically low on their iron.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
We're talking today about the most powerful painkillers ever invented and how they're creating the worst addiction crisis America's ever seen. Let's talk about the treatments at the Prather Practice. Does your treatments meet best practice standards?
Yes. These were procedures that we had put together feeling that they were the best practices.
Mm-hmm. We've been practicing for a long time.
We've been practicing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But it is now confirmed that this is really the best practices. The Joint Commission, which is the leading crediting agency in the United States, also the congressional recommendations, you know, from the commission that was actually presented, is that we now need to move away from opiates. And the first line of treatment should be, again, the chiropractic acupuncture, things like the auricular therapy, natural types of products, which we'll talk about a little bit, physical therapy, massage therapy, and relaxation therapy. Some people are saying, well, we come up with new drugs. Well, you know,
come up with new drugs.
Yeah, why not use the body's own ability to heal itself? Mm-hmm. And these are really things that use on that and actually have been proven to be not only as effective, but more effective. Mm-hmm. Especially if you use in combination.
What about surgery?
There are times for surgery, mm-hmm. but one of the things that they found in surgery is that after 5 years, everyone was better off if they didn't have to have surgery. Hmm. Let me repeat that. Mm-hmm. After 5 years, you're probably worse off if you've had surgery than if you didn't. Mm-hmm. Now, there are times where you absolutely have to have surgery, but surgery should not be a first, something that should only be a very, very last result. A very interesting statistic is if someone went to an orthopedic surgeon or mm-hmm. a neurosurgeon first, about 40% of the time they wind up with surgery. Mm-hmm. If they go to a chiropractic acupuncturist first, less than 1% actually wind up in surgery.
Wow. Less than 1%.
Less than 1% actually wind up in surgery.
I know. If patients said, you know, I'm possibly going to need a hip replacement or a knee replacement, I want to do everything I can mm-hmm. to avoid that.
Very smart idea. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the longer you can go, the better off you are. Now, are there times where surgery is absolutely necessary? Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. But only if that is the very last resort. There's no other option. You should always explore all the other options first. Mm-hmm. One of the problems is if you go into an orthopedic surgeon, first thing they do is they send you to physical therapy. Well, physical therapy is very important, mm-hmm. but physical therapy does not deal with the alignment. Mm-hmm. It doesn't deal with the pain levels like acupuncture does. It doesn't work with it like auricular therapy. Mm-hmm. It's a part of our program,
right?
The rehabilitation, mm-hmm. but it shouldn't be a standalone. Matter of fact, none of these things should really be standalone.
They all need to work together.
They really need to work together. That's why integration is the best way to mm-hmm. go. And going to an integrated facility where they offer all those things is really where you're going to get the best results. Because as you do them in combination, your results go up dramatically.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
And I see each one of these different types of areas very helpful on their own. But none of them get the same benefit as if you're combining them.
Right. Right. And we have, you know, we've had this protocol for a while and it works. Uh-huh. It works. So moving people from the passive care to the active care, not that every person's program's the same.
Right.
But definitely have practice standards.
The combination just makes a huge, huge difference.
Okay, well, let's talk about what should someone do if they think they're addicted or their family or friend is addicted to opiates.
Seek help immediately. Mm-hmm. People cannot work off of these things on their own. Mm-hmm. They need different types of help. One of the things that our office is, we do offer a program for that. We have some excellent help along those lines. We also offer quite a few other different types of things that are very, very effective. The auricular therapy is one of the more proven therapies to help to stop addiction.
Mm-hmm. You're seeing that in a lot of drug rehab centers as a standard of care.
I've known people who actually worked at rehab centers, and they said that the auricular therapy they felt was one of the most effective means of actually helping along those lines. Mm-hmm. So very, very good results along those lines. Acupuncture is extremely helpful.
Mm-hmm. And I know one thing is, realize, you know, if you're out there and addicted to opiates or a family member or friend, you're not alone,
right.
You know, and there is help. It shouldn't be a hopeless thing. So know that you're not alone and there is help out there. And there's a lot of alternatives.
Sure.
I think of a gentleman that's come in that was addicted to painkillers and is doing so much better. Off his painkillers now, feeling great. He's a new person.
Yeah, his family has said that they just, you know, they've got him back again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he said all, you know, pleasure in life had just gone away.
Right.
You know, and he just wasn't the same person. I mean, when he first came in, you know, the staff weren't quite sure if they really wanted him. Because he was, you know, there was some belligerence, there was some inappropriate behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just the nicest guy you could ever meet right now.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Right.
Just, you know, just so cooperative and so, you know, positive about life. And, you know, the drugs change you.
Mm-hmm.
They change your personality.
Mm-hmm.
What you would normally do. And, you know, I've known people who were addicted who would steal from people that were beloved by them.
Family members.
Family members. You just aren't yourself anymore. You can't make rational decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Your morality drops so dramatically. So, you know, understand that this is a disease. Your brain has been changed. You are no longer yourself. And you need help. You know, quit trying to do it on your own. You can't.
Right, right. One thing, too, I was thinking of a gal that came in this week with, well, she drives about 3 hours away to see us.
Mm-hmm.
So she's coming in once a week with, initially, which isn't ideal, but had shoulder pain. We have natural topical, the TD1 that we offer. That we gave her a topical along with pills that build up the joint, correct?
Sure.
And the next time we saw her, most of her pain was gone.
See, and that's one of the things that we also offer is there are things that you can take that are natural that have excellent, excellent results that don't have all the addictive qualities to it.
Right. I was even thinking homeopathic medicine.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And we have herbals. Mm-hmm. That we can give. So very important for alternative to pain meds.
Certainly. The other thing is that we have people who really, you know, with the real acute pain that was just beyond their body's ability to handle. And trying to get things under control quickly, you know, was something that they were getting relief, but it wasn't fast enough. We also have topical, very, very strong medicines.
Mm-hmm.
Which you can actually put on there. So they are a prescription developed by the United States Army because obviously they don't want someone driving a tank who's on opiates, you know, because they tend to shoot the, you know, the command center.
Right, not a good idea.
Not a good idea. So they have actually developed the ability to get pain medicine, even stronger than you could take orally, into that area, and only 10% of it gets into the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually get greater pain relief with less of the, you know, it's just not addictive. It's just not having any of the problems.
Okay. Well, good show, Dr. Prather. Hooked. The Price of Relief, Why America Can't Kick Its Painkiller Problem. And the problem, what we want to leave the listeners with is their solution. It's already been proven. There's new pain standards out there, and it needs to move that way. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.